This month we are preparing for our gospel meeting and looking forward to having great men to come and to speak and to encourage us in the Lord. And the more that I was considering it and thinking about it, the more exciting that I have been, especially with the men that are coming, men like Corey Hall, John Paul Salazar, and Adam Orr, who is the preacher, one of the preachers in Westside. But we also have a Ladies' Day that's coming up with Sister Carmen Hall that will take place on the 19th of this particular month, and the 20th, rather. And we're looking forward to that, and preparations are already being made. The sisters are at work, and we're looking forward to passing out flyers and spreading the word, whether it is a collective group or you taking out flyers and giving them out. We know that we have a Facebook presence and people are viewing those and sharing those, and we're thankful for that. And the more that we are contemplating that, on Wednesday nights, we're going to be encouraging you to keep this in the forefront of your mind. And so my responsibility is to encourage with a smile to mark your calendars. Put it on your calendars. And the reason why we wanted you to put it on your calendars and keep it in the forefront, keep it in front of you, is so that you will remind yourself of these events that have been organized for the last few months. And it reminded me of the great Apostle Paul when he was sending back a letter to Onesimus or Philemon on behalf of Onesimus. And after he wrote him that great letter, and that letter was to be given to Philemon, he told him in essence, mark your calendar, I'm coming. And when I come, I need you to make a place for me to stay. If you will, look in the book of Philemon. And I just want you to look at one small little verse. Verse 22. Where he says, but meanwhile also prepare a guest room for me, for I trust that through your prayers I shall be granted to you. Paul, in essence, was telling Philemon, put that on your calendar. I'm coming. And the more that I thought about this, I thought about our preparation for the upcoming gospel meeting and Ladies' Day. And so mark your calendar. Put it on your calendar. From the 20th, the Ladies' Day, to through the 24th, the gospel meeting. Of course, the regular services on the first day of the week. And then Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m., put that on your calendar. And the reason why is because there's going to be good spiritual food being taught. We got good men again, like Corey Hall, who is going to be preaching on some great lessons. And I truly believe that we need to be mindful of these lessons. And the reason why is because all of us can love our neighbor more today than we did yesterday. Every last one of us can work on our love. And John Paul Salazar is going to be encouraging us, enlightening us, enhancing our knowledge and our zeal to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then Adam Orr, who is probably, in my estimation, one of the more humble brothers in the brotherhood, who loves the Lord, loves his family, loves the church, loves the truth. Not to say that Corey Hall and John Paul don't, but this man here has a way of bringing across the message that is very encouraging, very enlightening, and always give you something to ponder as he is talking to us. And so he's going to be talking about worship and how we ought to be approaching God in worship and having the right attitude as we approach God in New Testament worship. And so we need to be thinking about that and keeping that in the forefront of our minds. So that's why. But another reason why is because of the great fellowship. And how we're supposed to be one with another. And so if we're all marking our calendars for the 20th and then the 21st through the 24th, and we're doing our level best to make what we can make, I truly believe that all of us are going to be benefited. I believe that the Hebrews writer makes it perfectly clear in Hebrews 10:24, as we're provoking one another unto love and good works. Oftentimes people want to stress the Hebrews 10:25, and rightfully so. Go ahead. However, if you really know why we're assembling, to worship God in spirit and in truth, yes. But also, God is not a selfish God. He wants us to encourage one another, provoke one another. And so we have these sound men who are going to be preaching the simple and sound teaching of God's word. And so, again, we want to encourage everyone. Mark your calendars. Mark your calendars. Brother Brian next week is going to be encouraging us as well, down the same vein, that we need to keep the gospel meeting in the forefront of our minds. It's interesting when a company wants you to see their product, they keep it in front of you. Well, the church must do its job in keeping advertisement and events in front. But you got to do your part and put it on your calendar. Put it on your calendar. Put it in your notes. Remind yourself, I need to be here. I need to encourage my brethren. And I need to hear the word of God so I can be a better influence, not only for my family, but for those on the outside. If you're not a child of God, we want you to just consider studying with us, that you may be a better person, a saved person, a righteous person. And you do that by the hearing of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ and Him crucified, the kingdom of God. And so you do that by hearing what God's word has to say about Jesus Christ and the church of Christ, by believing that He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins and confess Christ to be Lord and be buried in water for the remission of your sins. But maybe a child of God, you need special prayer. Maybe you need more encouragement. Every now and then, we need more encouragement. I'll go ahead and let you in on my life a little bit. There's times in life where I need more encouragement than I do in other times in life. And that's okay. Every last one of us need a little bit of encouragement from time to time. You need that encouragement? Let us encourage you as we stand and as we sing our Savior's invitation.